State of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
The call today. I need help. Longtime listeners are aware of this. I need help with one particular thing that I'm asking for. What do you use for a news source? And I'm not talking about the written word. I've got plenty of places to go for that. But I want something less work, less time consuming, the sort of thing I can do driving or doing the dishes or whatever, something to listen to. I was very disturbed at the amount of Tiger Woods coverage yesterday. I'm disturbed about it today. I'm looking at the TV. It's the only thing on the news. I think it's amazing. The day before we hit 500,000 deaths from the pandemic, this is a milestone in our nation's history and world history. A national address from the president. Moment of silence. One day later, 45 minutes out of an hour news show is about Tiger Woods crashing his car. How can those two things happen 24 hours apart?
That footage they're showing right now, his last interview with Jim Nance, I've seen it 20 times. 20 times. When do you think he'll come back, Tiger? Oh, I don't know, Jim. I don't know. Just got to heal up.
So I was throwing out where do you get your news? Do you have a news source? My favorite news show is Brett Baer on Fox, and he did over a half an hour of the coverage with Tiger Woods yesterday, even with everything going on in the world. Here's some of the answers. OAN. I got to admit, I've never watched OAN. I should watch before I have any opinion of it.
It's being pilloried by the liberal media.
Right. So was Fox before I ever gave it a try 20 years ago. And it ended up being my main news source. So a lot of people like BBC. I need to get into that. I generally have. You watch BBC and you think, man, there's a lot of things going on in the world that I never hear about.
Mm-hmm.
That's always, since I was a kid, it's always been my reaction whenever I catch the BBC.
I don't know what their business model is, but I see a lot less of the picking aside on the BBC than I do on other things, too.
Yeah, they're biased in their own way, just in the way that all human beings are biased, and they're definitely left-leaning, but they throw a lot of information your way. It's like when you give up sugar, you have to get used to food that's not nearly as sweet. The BBC is that. They don't pour sugar on it.
Mm. So they got into an argument about this very topic.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, let me throw that in. I wasn't sure if your list was over, but a longtime contributor to the show and longtime friend of mine, Mike the Lawyer in Chicago, says WGN, that was America's first superstation. WGN launched News Nation. Its policy is unbiased news. He says it's my main source now, and it covers a lot of things. And if Mike the Lawyer says that, that's a pretty good recommendation.
I've heard a number of people, nobody's said it today, but I've heard people say before the Financial Times, and I started a subscription to that, and it's a pretty good news source, but it's really expensive.
Yes,
it's just too expensive for me to get my news that way.
It's in the name.
I tried The Economist,
it's right
too.
There in the name, yeah. The Economist.
Oof.
Need to put a little something on there to get her to wash down.
You know my previous metaphor? It's way less sweet than that. I mean, it's like,
So Greg Gutfield of Fox and Geraldo Rivera got into an argument about this yesterday on how much Tiger Woods coverage there was.
And you want the well-being for everybody, but this man was special. He really was special in a way that history will regard him. So I think that our homage to him by paying such close attention to this disaster is entirely fitting, Dana.
He's not dead, Geraldo. We are talking like he passed away. He escaped death. So did the people in his vicinity. He lost control of his car before he hit anything. He should consider himself very lucky to be alive, and he should consider himself very lucky that he didn't hurt anybody else, even if it wasn't his fault. Nobody else got hurt. We have a challenge of doing this show, wall-to-wall stuff, having to avoid unspeakable truths and instead do this kind of repetitive salutation and grand pronouncements. Let's at least inject a little bit of sobriety and honesty into this thing. My father-in-law died in his car on Christmas Eve. He wasn't a world-famous golfer, but you know what? He was a great man, and I'm glad I said it.
I'm sure Tiger Woods is happy to be alive and grateful that nobody else was hurt.
Dana Perino thinking, are you two going to fight? Did I get hit by accident? I'm not exactly sure I followed Greg Gutfeld's point there.
Well, quit with the worshipful wall-to-wall coverage. The guy was going too fast and he lost control of his car. He could have killed somebody. He broke his leg up, but he's going to be all right.
I think if he had died yesterday, it doesn't need to be a half hour of my hour newscast. I think that's crazy.
No. A loving retrospective later on.
Wow. I don't know if I'm that far out of touch with what people want. Do people want that?
I think the special report people have a pretty well-honed sense of what people want.
Why would you assume that, though, based on our experience of being in the broadcast business and people knowing what people want?
Mass media is for the masses, though. The more mass you get, the more lower common denominator you get.
I don't know.
You're just pissed off because you're a bad golfer and you quit the game. It's just the jealousy. It's the green monster. It's ugly. You hate to see it.
There's no celebrity, Princess Diana, Tiger Woods, Kobe Bryant, anybody that should dominate a serious newscast when they die or get in a car wreck. It's crazy. We're not
agree.
A serious country.
If the sitting president croaks it, then I say yes. The ramifications of that, the implications, et cetera. 100%.
See, so anyway,
golfers who really haven't done much lately.
Oh, so if he had won the Masters last weekend, then it should dominate the news for an hour. See, I'm not sure.
Jack, it's a tradition unlike any other.
Azalea line fairways. Hello, friends.
But Geraldo was pretty worked
up. Patrons lined up along the azalea line fairways.
Geraldo was pretty worked up there. History will note how great this man was. The history of golf will.
Yeah, he was a super great golfer on virtually any other measure. I mean, why am I indicting Tiger Woods? I don't want to lionize him. I don't want to indict him. I don't want to talk about his golf swing. Moving along.
Yeah, it's interesting. So my main point being, where do you go for your news? Where do you get your news? And I want to hear that all day long. Just, I'm kind of curious. 916. No, that's not. I was about to give my own phone number. That'd be weird.
You really want this answer.
I want this answer so bad. Here's my own cell phone. Call me at home any time of day.
FaceTime.
FaceTime me anytime, day or night.
Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez. You know, I should do that sometime. It'd be kind of fun. I'd want to get a burner phone, not my, yes. like my number I've had forever and all my friends have. But just here's my personal number. You got anything? Anything to say? Thoughts? Anything?
I promise, today and today only, I will answer it every time it rings.
Text call anytime.
Right.
Here's my number.
Hey, it's Tiger.
Hey, Tiger. It'd be fun to see what see what you get. Oh, I saw Rachel Yucatel was really concerned about Tiger's car crash. That's the. Oof. Cocktail waitress that he was betting in Las Vegas that turned
was
porn
the
star
hostess.
And,
yeah.
Oh, she was the one that was calling his phone, and his wife was going to find out.
Hey, do me a favor, take my name off your phone.
That doesn't do anything.
That was her. Yep. Jack, in other news, the U.S. Army has developed a terrifying new weapon. Word is leaked. It is a laser, but it's very different than old sorts of lasers, and this could be a game changer.
I want to hear about it, and we probably should get to at some point revenge bedtime procrastination and how it's robbing you of precious sleep time.
I really want to hear what that is.
They had a hearing about the Capitol riot yesterday. What did we learn, if anything? All on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Tax season is upon us, and getting this year's taxes filed can be foreboding with previous looming tax debts or other problems. If you're dealing with unfiled tax returns or threatening collection letters from the IRS, all stressful, you need to talk to Perry. Perry Cronin is a certified professional accountant you can trust to handle your tax problems with care. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, there is real help available through Axiom Tax Resolution Group. The IRS recently enacted the Fresh Start Initiative specifically for troubled taxpayers that could help you out. You may be able to settle your entire IRS tax debt for up to 85% off the original owed. Schedule a free consultation with Perry Cronin, CPA and owner. That number is 844-8-TAX-PRO. No matter the tax issue, he can help. Talk to a real tax CPA who can help you with your tax problem. Once again, that's 844-8-TAX-PRO or online at axtaxhelp.com. That's axtaxhelp.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here. But you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with. And it's risky to be indoors with them, too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Aloha. This is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
At Redding Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Redding Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/RU scholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
The climate envoy John Kerry said that there are only 9 years left to save the world from the effects of climate change. Does President Biden share that assessment? 9 years.
I don't have a new timeline to give you from here. I can confirm for you, though, that the president agrees with former Secretary Kerry that it's a crisis, that time is of the essence. We need to act quickly.
People decried the loss of the press conference during Trump, that they stopped having those and he would just speak on his own. Why? Right. They never answer questions anyway.
The daily press briefing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just an exercise in, how good is this person that's spinning?
Yeah. How often do they actually answer the question? Does he agree with John Kerry that the world's coming to an end in 9 years? The president also agrees it is a significant problem. Next question. Nobody benefited from that.
No.
The class system we have in America, Tucker Carlson talks about that a lot on he's the top-rated cable news show in America. I got to admit, I often have no idea what Tucker Carlson's talking about. He gets about halfway through a segment, and I think, where is this going? I don't understand your point. But he had one at the end of his show yesterday about colleges and class I thought was really interesting, and we'll get to that in a little bit.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that. Looking forward to that. Plus, that weird revenge-y sleep thing.
Yeah, I got that right after you're done with this.
Excellent. The United States Army is developing its most powerful laser yet that is a million times more powerful than the current lasers.
What?
I'm doing the math on that right now. Hold on.
How
you
does
heard
it,
me.
How does anything leap that far that fast?
Oh, that's a most lot more powerful.
That's a lot more powerful, we've determined.
Sean, your physics degree is really, really paying off there.
I recently learned if you turn your calculator on your smartphone, if you turn it sideways, you get a scientific calculator.
Yeah,
it helps
cool?
a lot. Yeah, yeah.
Sines
yeah.
and cosines and whatnot.
Your tangents.
Most laser weapons fire a continuous beam until a target melts or catches fire. That's what we're familiar with. But the tactical ultra short pulse laser, or the UPSL, sorry. For Army platforms will emit short pulse-like bursts. It's designed to deliver a terawatt, that's 1,000 kilowatts, I believe, for a 200 femtosecond burst.
All right, you just burst. These could be real words or made up. It wouldn't make any difference.
A femtosecond, Jack, is 1/4 trillionth of a second.
Don't be condescending. Of course I know that. What?
In 1/4 trillionth of a second, this burst delivers a terawatt of power. Even in that infinitesimal amount of time, incomprehensibly short, the UPSL could vaporize the surface of a drone. It's also thought that such a burst would disrupt nearby electronics, making it a functional EMP or electromagnetic.
Well, what would it do to a person? What would it do to a person?
Interestingly enough, they say it really isn't. It could cause mild skin irritation to blindness, but isn't really practical as a deterrent. But laser systems are incredibly effective to incinerate enemy drones, mortar rounds, missiles, that sort of thing. According to New Scientist, out with the old scientist, in with the new scientist, laser systems are better directed at small, fast-moving targets like drones or missiles. Although they can do terrible damage to a battleship, that sort of thing as well. The prototype would pack an extra punch over vanishingly short lengths of time. Unlike normal lasers, which spread out over overly long distances, a USPL can turn the air itself into a lens and keep its intensity intact.
Wow. I wonder if there will ever be a battle where any of these new modern weapons will be used. I hope not.
You know, I was just thinking that very thing, and for every capability that's developed by a military, its enemies must develop a counter-capability, and a lot of our capabilities now are in technology and communication, and so the counter-capabilities are all about disrupting that, like the EMPs we were talking about. So I could easily see warfare in the 21st century be as low-tech as we've seen in half a century. Because we won't be able to use any of our technology. So you'll have generals hastily scratching out notes on pads, and a runner will literally run it over there.
And because both sides will have dismantled the super cool tanks or planes or whatever by hacking into their computer systems, you'll have people on horses charging the other side with swords. Because none of the weapons work because everything's been hacked.
I wonder.
Wouldn't
one of the most interesting...
Crazy.
Oh, yeah, indeed. One of the most interesting things I've heard about the military recently is they've been working hard to develop, it's hard to describe, rotating communication systems. They have communication systems A through L. And if the opponent blocks A, we move to B. Then we swiftly move to C. And all the services have to be coordinated. The Air Force has to know that the Marines are now on G. We've gone from internet to telephone to microwave to... I don't know, telepathy to whatever, because of the, you know, the technical countermeasures everybody's trying to develop.
What is revenge bedtime procrastination? It's really just a fancy new term for something that has existed for a very long time, but it might be worth talking about again regardless. It's really the idea of you get through a long day of nose to the grindstone. You've been working, you've been taking care of your kids, you've been doing laundry, you've been doing all that kind of stuff. You get to the end of the day, you're tired, it's time to go to bed. You should go to bed if you want to have a full night's sleep so that you're not, you know, tired the next day. So you get your full 8 hours, so you're not running in a deficit the next day. But you don't. I don't. Practically nobody does. You sit there and you scroll on your phone and do crap that is more or less meaningless. That you barely remember the next day. You regret doing it the next day. That's one of the keys to this thing is people do this all the time and you get up the next morning and you regret it. You don't think, you know what, that was a good idea. Nobody gets up the next morning thinking, yeah, it was a good idea that I kind of scrolled through my phone. I don't even remember what the hell I was looking at for another hour and a half before I went to sleep. And then you do
it again. Well spent.
And then you do it again the next night, which sounds a lot like my history with addictions I know about. Alcoholism or whatnot, the next day thinking, that was not good, I don't want to do that again, and then you do that again the next night. But that's what people do with this revenge bedtime procrastination. And you keep getting further and further behind on sleep, and it's self-perpetuating in that the more tired you are, the more you feel like you deserve something that's not just work and taking care of kids at the end of the day. And
right.
So you do more of it again and get even more tired.
And I find it interesting that it's being described as revenge as opposed to just self-indulgence.
I don't know who had to come up with
who's the vengeance against.
I don't know. I don't know who had to come up with the fancy
the
term.
World?
But their point is you got to break the cycle of just getting more and more tired. And if you get enough sleep, you won't have the need for the revenge bedtime procrastination near as much to just scroll through your phone mindlessly. You'll be more comfortable with the idea of just going to bed. That's what
they claim. Self-perpetuating misery.
Yeah, how about that? That's something the modern person has to break out of.
Yeah.
I've, you know, how many people have done that, including me, where the next day you look at your phone, oh, yeah, I was looking at whatever online, you know, shopping for something I'm never going to buy, I've never even thought about before. I don't even remember why I was doing it. But you stayed up an extra 20 minutes reading about it.
Why would I need nunchucks?
Don't do that.
Armstrong and Getty.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. You passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider that's been helping firms maximize billable hours for over a decade. And until March 1st, get up to $1,500 off onboarding. Visit lexiconservices.com/go to schedule a demo. Contract must be signed by 11:59 p.m. Central on March 1st, 2021. Up to $1,500 off implementation included. Extra charges may apply. Offer valid toward Lexicon's emerging tier only. Not valid on existing contracts. Other restrictions may apply.
When it comes to building wealth, knowing where you stand is half the battle.
That's why we've created Stifel Wealth Tracker. Stifel Wealth Tracker lets you build your personal balance sheet and track your net worth over time. You can securely link your financial accounts using bank-level encryption and even connect with a Stifel financial advisor if you need professional guidance regarding your situation. Download Stifel Wealth Tracker on the App Store, Google Play, or by going to stifel.com/tracker. That's STIFEL.com/tracker.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Anyone can be tested for COVID-19, and same-day appointments are often available. Average turnaround time is between 2 and 3 days. Testing is critical to help contain the spread of COVID-19. It is vital to know if a person has the virus so they can remain isolated until they're no longer contagious. This helps keep case numbers low. We need our case rate and positivity rates to drop so we can move into a less restrictive tier. And testing is a way we can all help with that. You can make an appointment at lhi.care/COVID testing.
Before COVID, the median family income in the United States was about $65,000 a year. At Yale, it's three times that. The median family income of a Yale University student is $192,000 a year. That's the median. At the University of Pennsylvania, it's about $196,000 a year. At Brown University in Providence, it's $204,000. These are all Ivy League schools with multi-billion dollar endowments, endowments heavily subsidized by you through your tax dollars. So they could afford to educate poor kids, they just choose not to. At Princeton, 72% of students come from families in the top 20% nationally for household income. Nobody seems to have any plans to change any of this.
We're going to play more of that from Tucker Carlson last night. I find this to be just a really interesting conversation. And I don't want to get, I worry about, like, you know, not understanding it enough and getting too far down the road of just, you know, raw populism. But we do get lectured all the time by the elite universities about the importance of diversity. Yeah, as you heard there, they're the richest among us at all these colleges. Unless you think all the rich people have the smartest kids, and that wouldn't make any sense from any biological standpoint whatsoever, there's something going on there where the wealthy are sending their kids to the most elite universities, then lecturing the rest of us about the importance of diversity in our neighborhoods and lives and schools. There's not diversity in their neighborhoods or workplaces or schools, but there has to be in ours or we're bad people.
Right,
which
yes.
is really interesting.
That is terribly annoying. I would say, as a guy who's shepherded three kids now through college, that it's not the smartest kids. It's the kids with the greatest academic achievement. And the more wealth you have, the more tools you have to get that going. It can't make up for a kid who just can't, you know, rub two brain cells together, but it does help. So it is self-perpetuating in that way.
Yeah, and so it contributes to the class system that we have developed in the United States, and this is what Tucker's talking about, a little more of that.
So here's our advice to the members of the woke professional class at the Times and elsewhere, who are about to discover that their own rules might actually apply to themselves. Here's our advice. Stop complaining. When you discover that your own children's life plans have been thwarted due to some new imperative of social justice, don't say a word. Don't whine or moan or file a lawsuit. Don't even acknowledge it's happening. Just accept it. It's not like you can pretend you didn't know the meritocracy was fake. You single-handedly destroyed it yourselves. For years, you thought you had an exemption to the rules that you made. You imagined that challenging power applied only to other people's families. Sorry, the revolution has finally come for you. You pictured your kids graduating from the local friend's school and moving on to Cornell to immerse themselves in gender studies and international relations. Oh, but not anymore. It's a new era. Again, an era that you designed. Now your kids will be taking the bus to a poultry processing facility in rural Iowa to begin their new lives serving the critical culinary needs of the people they replaced, the ones now going to Cornell. And maybe someday, if they're lucky, your kids can learn to code. But no matter what happens to them over the next several generations, don't fret. And once again, above all, don't complain. Complaining is racist. Diversity is our strength. We're a nation of immigrants. That's the main idea of America, which, as you have often told us, is simply an idea, not a nation. Now, all of this might be hard for you to see right now. It's painful, and we get it. Because it's happening to you, it might even seem unjust. Trust us, it's not unjust. It's the definition of justice.
That, I find that really interesting. Books could be written about that. College classes could be taught about that. This this effort among the elite who go to these universities that are so white and so rich, wanting the rest of the country to get to emphasize diversity and talking about diversity as our strength and all these different mm-hmm. things. If the diversity that they're talking about for the rest of us actually comes to them, as Tucker points out, you know, you might not like the results.
Oh, no, they would have a heart attack.
Yeah,
right.
You, as he says, you might be working at the chicken beheading plant in the middle of Iowa, and the kid that grew up in that local town might be going to the university that you were supposed to go to.
Yeah.
And things could get real upside down real fast. And we've been talking about this for years. It drives me crazy. The people in power that talk all the time about immigration, for instance, and how good it is for the country. Nothing's changing in their neighborhoods. Their neighborhoods are exactly the same. If anybody's speaking Spanish, it's because they, you know, they got the gate code from you and came in and trimmed your hedges, but they're going back out again.
Right.
Your schools are still all white and English speaking, or certainly upper class and English speaking, from an income standpoint. And the rest of us are supposed to like all the diversity that's happening. And if we don't like it, we're clearly bad people.
Yeah, although the sort of diversity that comes to the elite universities, for instance, is a bunch of incredibly rich people who may have different skin tones, but all think the same and are from the same neighborhoods and the same yacht clubs.
It is still very white, though. I remember talking about the numbers on this after the scandal broke of people faking their kids into various sports and that sort of stuff. Mm. Lawrence Summers, the guy who used to run Harvard, talking about how he looked out his window one day and he thought, I only see white kids out there. What is going on? And he started looking into it, and then they made real reforms to try to get, you know, Harvard to look at least more like America, just on the statistics, because it's whiter than America. It was whiter than America was at Harvard. And he thought, why is it that way when we talk about, and he tried to put in all these different, programs and everything like that, and nothing has changed over the years. So the system is still rigged toward people with enough money getting in all these universities, which might be fine as long as you're not trying to force all this supposed diversity on the rest of us against our will.
Right. And it's not the... you got to be careful when you talk about this, because it's not the idea that we have any problem with diversity per se. It's the means used to enforce it or to force it upon people. Whether it's quota systems or the horrific, woke, anti-racist education that's not about diversity, it's about power. The whole university system is just so bad.
Are any of those people who want what they call diversity, are their kids going to a school where the teacher has to stop school and type into their phone what they just said so their phone will spit out in a different language, and the whole class has to stop for one kid who doesn't speak English? And the teacher is now going to slow down all the learning to try to help this kid who doesn't speak English. Are there kids going to a school like that who came up with these ideas? Probably not.
No. I would like to see a mass movement of the Brahmins of Wall Street, the elite of Harvard, Yale, and Brown, sending their kids to inner city schools where there are fist fights in the classroom constantly, where the rules say the teacher can't kick you out for open insubordination. You want some diversity? Supply diversity. Send your little rich kid to those schools.
Those stats. I like the idea of having a Harvard, a Yale, or whatever, where the smartest kids in the country get in. I love the idea of that. That's we all benefit from that. Having the people that have the most talent in whatever area it is, being able to utilize that to its fullest is great for all of us. But I don't think that's happening if you've got those statistics that Tucker just gave us on income. That's not what's occurring.
Right. Yeah, I get that. Oh, it just popped in my head. Didn't we have a tape yesterday that we didn't get to? Speaking of Harvard, I don't want to explain too much of it because I don't want to ruin the fun of it. But
do you
remember
what
the
it
one
is,
I'm...
Sean? No, I don't either. You might have to tell us during the break.
No, that's okay. It was a series of people mentioning.
Right. I didn't hear that either. Sean will dig that up. I'm still asking people, where do you go for news? I was disappointed about how much Tiger Woods coverage there was yesterday, and I thought, where can you go to get news? What do you watch or listen to for news? What you read is interesting, too, although I think I'm pretty good for that. But what do you watch or listen to that's not going to be all celebrity car crash news, if that happens? A text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Hey, it's Tiger.
Thank you, Tiger.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, everybody, Armstrong and Getty here, and if you have 30 free minutes, you never have to worry about a break-in at home ever again.
That is how quick and easy it is to set up a security system from SimpliSafe.
It's the kind of thing that is so easy to do, you can do it during a Netflix binge or watching the game or listening to a certain radio show, if you like.
SimpliSafe is incredibly easy to customize for your home. Just go to simplisafe.com/Armstrong, and you can easily choose the exact sensors you need or get help from one of the experts.
It'll get to your house in about a week, which means by this time next week, you and your whole family can go to bed knowing your home is being guarded.
It's easy to assume everyone in your house already feels safe, but they might not, and it's worthwhile to talk about it.
And SimpliSafe is a small, easy step to make sure everyone feels safe at home. So go to simplisafe.com/Armstrong today. Customize your system, get a free security camera.
You also get a 60-day risk-free trial, so there's nothing to lose. That's simplisafe.com/Armstrong. simplisafe.com/Armstrong.
Do you own a timeshare that you never use? Are you feeling stuck with costly fees or maybe even a monthly mortgage payment you can't afford? Are you finally ready to be free? Well, there is a solution. Timeshare Termination Team can get you out of your timeshare safely, legally, and permanently. Act now and we'll get you out. Tom found Timeshare Termination Team and he's glad he did.
You have gotten me out of my timeshare and I have to thank Timeshare Termination Team from the bottom of my heart. And my pocketbook.
Timeshare Termination Team will get you out of your timeshare contract, guaranteed. Act now to get 15% off. Call 1-888-GET-YOU-OUT today to schedule a free consultation. Again, call 1-888-GET-YOU-OUT. Or visit TimeshareTerminationTeam.com today. We will get you out.
TimeshareTerminationTeam.com. We'll get you out.
Pulse Urgent Care at 100 East Cypress Avenue would like to thank you for your support during 2020. Pulse is happy to announce they are reopening their urgent care services and are accepting patients by appointment only between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Pulse follows public health guidelines. Masks are required along with social distancing. Please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening, appointment, and further information.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company?
Bring it to Mako and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Mako for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Mako, 226-0992.
And now, people who went to Harvard.
Well, I don't hold myself out as some kind of genius, but I went to Harvard.
Look, I went to Harvard.
I went to Harvard in the mid-90s.
I went to Harvard.
I went to Harvard undergraduate.
And I should, I guess, declare something. I'm a Harvard graduate.
I went to Harvard Business School and got a degree.
That's right.
Yeah.
I went to Harvard Business School and worked at Goldman Sachs.
I went to Harvard Business School and worked at Goldman Sachs.
No, I went to Harvard.
Like I said, I went to Harvard.
I went to Harvard.
But I got to tell you, I went to Harvard, and I went to Harvard. I'm trained in economics. I went to Harvard.
Who didn't support our troops, Carrie?
Well, for example, at Harvard, I went to Harvard.
I feel like what's interesting about me is I went to Harvard Law School.
You know, Erica, you know, I went to Harvard Law School.
I did go to Harvard Law School.
I went to Harvard Law School.
I went to Harvard Law School.
Because I went to Harvard Law School, and I believe in numbers and facts. And
it's very
that number is from Harvard
but
University. But tens of thousands of Americans a year.
I went to Harvard University.
Wow, that's a minute of people saying I went to Harvard.
There's an old joke. I can't remember precisely how it goes, but how do you know if someone went to Harvard? They'll tell you.
Right. And as we learned from those stats a little bit ago, even more so with, like, Princeton and some of the other universities, Yale, it more likely means your parents are rich than it means you're extra smart. That's the only solid indication I have. You might be smart also.
Mm-hmm.
But the only solid indication I have is it means your parents are rich.
Well, and the idea that we should lionize the people who go to a certain university and fall down at their knees and worship them just is sickening to me.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is. Anyway. Coming up on the show, the great wrestling match between California and Florida. It's kind of like the wrestling match between Andre the Giant and a 5-year-old girl in terms of economic outcomes right now. We'll touch on that. Plus, what used to be a mainstay on the Armstrong and Getty show, that's a really, really old person explaining how they grew to be so old, what their secret was for staying healthy. And this one I actually like because it mentions gin.
You're 116. What do you think the secret was to becoming 116?
Every morning, I would have one teaspoon of lemon juice, and I'd gnaw on a walnut just so it was soft, then I'd spit it out.
It's always something quirky and nutty, and if the oldster was going to be honest, they would say one thing.
Genetics.
And luck.
It's just genetics, and I didn't die in a car wreck.
Genetics and Tiger Woods didn't hit me.
Right, exactly.
That's why I'm so old.
So stay tuned for the latest in an ongoing series of that. Just a quick nod to Beltway politics, which we don't obsess over like most cable news shows, because they're based in the Beltway, and they're part of that giant high school that is Washington, D.C., and they're all at the same cocktail parties, and their kids all go to the same $50,000 a year schools. But it is worth paying attention to as the president appoints his cabinet. Mostly the Republicans have been playing nice and approving the president's picks for the cabinet, which is proper, unless somebody's, you know, awful. He gets to pick his own henchmen. But there are a couple of trouble spots. This Neera Tanden woman, who is just a terrible human being, savage, brutal, Clinton loyalist, who's being nominated for Office of Management and Budget. And then Javier Becerra, the longtime Attorney General of California, who is the most hardcore, I don't know, is this left? He is the most enthusiastic proponent of abortion on earth. He believes in abortion up until the kid's practically in kindergarten. He is perfectly comfortable with infanticide, very late term abortions, very, very late. He's fine with partial birth abortion. In fact, I think we have a clip on
which
that.
Which is interesting because very few people are. Even Democrats okay with late-term abortion.
Right.
Very few people are. The numbers are, I think, single digits for final trimester.
Yeah, yeah, this guy's way out on the extreme. Go ahead and play clip 53, Sean, if you would.
You voted against a ban on partial birth abortion. Why?
We may not always agree on where to go, but I think we can find some common ground on these issues because everyone wants to make sure that if you have an opportunity, you're going to live a healthy life.
I think we can reach common ground on many issues, but on partial birth abortion, it sounds like we're not going to reach common ground there.
Mitt Romney there.
Yeah, that was an odd conversation. I'm not sure if it was the editing or what. It seemed like two different conversations. But anyway.
That was his answer. That was his, I'm not going to answer that question.
Wow.
I'm going to say something different.
That wasn't even a good one of those. Anyway, Javier Becerra is also the guy who has, he has persisted in suing the Little Sisters of the Poor over and over again because they don't want to give people who work for them, and it's mostly volunteers anyway, but they don't want to give them birth control. They consider that against the teachings of the Bible. You know, they're hardcore Catholics. But he is persistent. Even after the Supreme Court ruled in their favor, he's found a new angle. It's inexplicable because the state of California, which he represents, is in no way harmed by the national exemption granted to the Little Sisters of the Poor. So it's just an abortion extremist just going after anybody who he doesn't like. And I like this this piece of National Review. They point out, and these women, the Little Sisters of the Poor, spent all their time and energy trying to get health care to the old and poverty-stricken, trying to bring comfort to the lowest and most miserable among us. I like this sentence. Remember, these aren't corporate polluters. They aren't insider traders. They aren't tech giants. They're an order of nuns founded by a saint who begged in the streets of 18th century France so she could carry out her charitable work. And the other thing Javier Becerra has enthusiastically pursued is suing these religious-based crisis pregnancy centers, suing to force them to hand women flyers on, here's where you get an abortion. For free. Here's where you get a free taxpayer abortion. And these organizations are saying, whoa, you can't force us to do that. We're plainly what we are. We offer alternatives to abortion. And luckily, the Supreme Court, at least, has ruled in favor of these organizations saying, no, you can't compel speech. You can't force somebody to say something any more than you can censor their ability to say it. In this setting, but Becerra won't leave it alone, and he won't leave these organizations alone.
Now, he also is not a doctor and has no history of working in this area, yet he's up to be the Cabinet Secretary for Health and Human Services. I believe he'd be the first person that either wasn't a doctor or didn't come from that background.
Yeah.
He's being portrayed as, or I heard it portrayed as, the reason Republicans are challenging his nomination is because he was so outspokenly anti-Trump.
No, that's
ridiculous. Not that
it's
any of this abortion stuff, or maybe he's not qualified, or he's hardcore single-payer insurance and that sort of thing.
Right, right. Yeah, he is an extremist, and he's just a bad human. So I hope they kick him out, and then Biden will pick somebody perfectly reasonable for Health and Human Services, somebody capable, somebody experienced, somebody smart, and I say let him pick his henchmen, unless it's somebody is scum sucking as Javier Becerra.
Well, they only need 50 votes plus Kamala Harris, right, to get him through.
Yeah, but the moderate Democrats don't like him either.
Okay.
I mean, as we pointed out, he is so way out there on late term abortions and partial birth abortions and unspeakable stuff I wouldn't even describe on the radio to you. I'm rooting against him, that's for sure.
Our ongoing full coverage of Tiger Woods' car crash, we will never stop talking about it because it's the only thing happening in the world.
I've been watching the news over Sean's shoulder the entire morning, and this is the first time Tiger Woods hasn't been on the screen.
Right. Took about an hour.
Did China attack or something to bump Tiger Woods?
The best part yesterday was the never-ending coverage when nothing was known. You have
right.
You have no information, but you're still going to go nonstop.
Tiger Woods is dead. Nope, he's alive. They used the jaws of life. No, they didn't. Another car was involved. No, turns out that wasn't involved. Yeah, please.
So I heard jaws of life many times. Then I heard at one point in the afternoon, no jaws of life. And I thought, well, mm-hmm. there's yet another good lesson in the whole don't believe any early reports.
Yeah, and that was from the sheriff's department, too, so they didn't know what was going on.
But look at all the clicks there my Jaws of Life story got, though. That's going to look good on my quarterly review.
Oh, man, we don't have time for how this woman got to be not only 105, but she survived the coronavirus at that age.
Oh, wow.
Her secrets for long life and health. You want to hear this.
Yeah. I put a hard-boiled egg in my mouth and walk around the block every evening before bedtime.
Exactly.
Really? Is that the key?
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.